Hello, this is Kent Rendell with Your Business Podcast, helping you find freedom and free time by eliminating the need to work so much. Sometimes you have to work a little more, though, if it's your own business, for a while at least. Hopefully you can find out how to work for yourself and not work as much as maybe you're working now, or at least add in some other freedom, some free time. You'll work from home more, work from home all the time. Something that gives you more of what you want. Maybe you're just working your passion instead of working for someone else's passion, or working at a big company sitting in a cubicle. Today I want to cover a couple things that we've been participating in with Google and paying money to doing advertising-wise. With Google, you can pay them for their search engine ads. So when you type in something you're looking to search to find, blah, you see little ads on the side, and the first two or three ads at the very top of their search results are paid advertisements. Paid is in when you click on that, they're going to go ahead and pay the person with the advertisement is going to pay $5 to maybe $100. The fact that you clicked on their ad and went to their site. In addition to that, if you're pulling up stuff on a map, let's say Google's mapping on an iPhone or your phone, or you're just on Google and you go to a map view and you see little icons, you probably have noticed if you do that very often that next to the place you're looking for, or right on top of the red icon, is a little like square one that's maybe brown. That's an advertisement. Another thing you can do with Google is also make sure your phone number shows up in ads on mobile devices and just regular search engines on your computer, laptop, what have you. Those are also ads that used to be $1 a click. Now they're just like a regular advertisement. So we've participated more recently, although it's been at least several months, for the phone number. Showing the phone number up and saying, oh yeah, we only get this clicked, and actually I guess just more recently on the mapping. Say, hey, if I want to show up where we have business and maybe where someone else has business so that, hey, I'm looking to find directions too. Let's say you're a pizza place and you want to also offer pizzas or you do delivery or something. I seem to see this when I'm searching for hotels or something, that there are phone numbers that show up, that evidently they must resell hotel rooms, so they hope you call them instead of the actual hotel you're looking for. I doubt it's Orbitz, but something like an Orbitz company that says, hey, we want to show up there too. So I thought that might be handy for us. We haven't seen how that's worked out. I'm not sure if anybody's even clicked on the ad in the last couple of weeks that it's been up. But one thing I can tell you that did not work for us, and once again, what I've been running business-wise for 12 years, is a web hosting company. We decided, hey, yeah, they say call extension. So Google calls a call extension when your phone number shows up, as in if they click the phone number, it's going to charge you as an advertisement. Well, what was happening? We were getting phone calls day and night. I'd answer them, and nobody would speak. So I'm not sure it was an automated system calling and not wanting to speak to us or what. I'd sit there sometimes for a minute on hold and just hit numbers on the phone thinking, will anything respond? Will it think I'm a computer, that it's going to send a fax? So I have no clue because I never got anything, never heard anything. So once again, we set up call extensions, we set up their phone number. You can say don't call us from certain times of the day. But what's interesting is no sooner did we turn it off and say no more call extensions than all those calls stopped. Another tidbit, usually we get a phone call. If we miss it, we call it back. We'd call these back and they were never able to connect to that phone number. Basically, they'd go, sorry, this number is not a working number. So someone's out there probably using some kind of computer system to call these things. Are they doing it to try to charge you to make money because they're showing your ad and you're there clicking on it and they get a little piece of the money Google charges? I don't know. I was then a little worried, although after talking with Google, they said we haven't spent as much money. I thought we spent like $500 on these phone numbers that never connected. Evidently, it was showing us ads as well as ads with phone numbers and that we hadn't spent very much. I literally emailed the lady back that called a while back from Google and said, hey, what's the deal? Now, with these other showing up on the maps, you can then choose in all these different ads, do you want to show up on mobile devices, regular internet browsers? You can go in there and start refining these things. And just a note for us, since we're a smaller company, we seriously doubt that someone's going to see our phone number, not know who we are, and want to click on the ad rather than just going to our website, reading about us, and going, oh, this is where I'd get their phone number anyway. Because if you search for us, more than likely our website comes up first. You can click on it. You can see the contact phone number. So we started thinking, hey, we're spending this money. and getting all these phone calls, even more importantly, that are nothing. They're just simply waking us up or doing things that are not beneficial to what we're trying to provide here service-wise. So we also then thought, oh, okay, phone numbers, they're out totally. We don't want to be advertising for that because it's getting us a lot of junk calls that are not even calls. Then we realized, hey, if we're showing up on mobile devices, how many of our customers are going to use a mobile phone rather than being sitting at a computer with a larger screen researching us? And we came to conclude not many are going to be on a mobile phone trying to research web hosting. Now, maybe a few of you have done that or some people do that. But for us, we don't want to spend our money on those clicks, so we spent a decent amount of money, and they didn't really go anywhere, so the bounce rate was really high. So we might still advertise to them. In Google, you can set, hey, I want to bid less for all mobile devices. So you can say, I'm going to bid 25%, 75%, 80% less to show my ad on a mobile device than I will on a normal browser. Now, why else would maybe everyone that even thinks they should be on mobile browsers not want to show up there? Well, if you have a mobile phone with a little browser, do you sometimes click on things you didn't mean to click on and go to those ads? I think that happens a decent amount of time too. So you have a little, let's say, an image ad showing up on the top, bottom, left, or right of a website. Someone goes to scroll and they just touch the screen instead of actually scrolling up the screen. Guess what? That might have just cost you $5, $10, 50 cents, something, because they go to your site and did not mean to do that. Circling back around, so in reality, if you do some of these things, pay attention to it, at least for several weeks or a month. See what you're getting. See what the bounce rate is, and bounce rate meaning, are these people going to your site and instantly leaving? Or are they sticking around a little while? You can also, we finally got the conversion tracking set up properly at Google. After talking to them on the phone, for some reason, the code they automatically generated was not working. Now we're kind of tracking, not really conversions, but at least to see if people that we're bidding on to get them to come to our site, are they making it to our pricing page? To us, it's a semi-conversion that somebody not only went to a page, but then they wanted to go, oh, I want to know more. I want to click to the price page to actually see what your prices are. And then you can look to see how long they're sticking around on that page or whichever different pages you have. You can see all that through Google Analytics. So there's a lot of opportunities out there for you to do different kinds of marketing online, which I stress this because this is what we've mainly done for this whole 12 years. Yes, we get referral business and people that know us refer people to us. But in reality, new people across the country find us because we show up for free. So that's the SEO, and then search engine marketing, the SEM, is how people find us when they're looking for a service we have. If I can only do one of these different advertising options through Google or Bing or what have you, it would be the remarketing or retargeting. So I'm going to review this again just in case you haven't done it or are advertising and not really happy with the results, or you're spending money on SEO. What I would say is, if you're getting people to your website, I don't care if it's 10 a month or 100 or 1,000, whatever it is, if it's some people making it to your website for free, how about retargeting those people? How about making sure your ads show up for them when they go to other websites? What you'll notice is if you go look at bicycle parts, or you're going to go shop for a used car or a new car, and then you're done with that and you go to another website, and all of a sudden you see this ad for this truck you were looking at, or this car, or this bicycle, what they're doing, that's called remarketing or retargeting. And literally, I think, and what I've heard from several companies that do this for other companies, that's the best thing you can do, because the people found your site and came to your site to begin with. And if they're looking for something that you had, that'll keep it fresh in your mind or in their mind. And with the remarketing, retargeting, you can set things like show them 10 ads a day for 1 week, or show them 10 ads a day for 90 days. You get to pick how often you want to show up in front of your customers by doing this. And I think this is, once again, the only option I would pursue if I was doing nothing else, or if I could only do one. I would make sure that the customers that showed up to my website once will see my advertisements again. Reviewing that, once again, you can set this to show these ads to these people for 30 days, 100 days, probably 6 months, a year. If you have a really long sales cycle, where people may come research you because you're selling metal buildings or something they may be researching for a while before they buy, so a long sales cycle, remarketing and retargeting, you would set that campaign to go longer. So each person, show them ads once a week or once a day for 6 months or 6 days once a year. It really depends on how long your sales cycle is how much you want to show up in front of them. People really think you're big or really think about you when you do this. People that call us that want us to pay them money to redo our search engine, they go, wow, you must be spending a lot of money. Well, we set up this campaign. And when you set these up, you can once again pay per click. So when somebody clicks it, you're willing to pay $1, $5, what have you, that they came back to your site. Or you can pay per impression. So Google calls that, the acronym is CPM, Charlie Pronto Mary. And that is where you can say, I'll pay $5 for 1,000 impressions. So after my ad shows up 1,000 times, I'll give you $5 or $10 or $2. You can pay per impression. And that's how we have some of our stuff set up now. We're going to hopefully tweak that and go back to their model and pay per click and see kind of how it works out. But we're getting lots of impressions for, I want to say, $10, 1,000 impressions for $10. So these sites are willing to show your ads. And what you're going to notice if you set this up, what happens is on your site, on the pages you care about retargeting, so maybe it's not your homepage. Maybe you only care about the visitors who make it to a specific thing you're selling. So they click on products and greenhouses. And like, okay, this person is looking and researching greenhouses. I want to make sure our website stays in the front of their mind. So when somebody comes to that page, what you do is you get the code from Google, being a cookie code, and it downloads the cookie to the user's browser if they accept it. So this is what's happening if you're seeing these ads. You got a cookie, and if you delete all your cookies, most of these ads will go away because they won't know what to show you anymore. Once they know that, you go to this other website, it sees this cookie, it says, oh, it's got the Google cookie for greenhouses for company ABC. They show your ad because they get a smidgen of a penny, or they get money if you actually click on that, going back to your site. So once again, I can't stress this enough. If you're doing nothing else, at least try to retarget or remarket to your customers. It's similar to if you have a list of customers that have bought from you in the past and you send them an email once a week or once a month or once every 6 months saying, hey, we're selling this now, or thank you for your business. You're getting back in front of the same people that bought from you before. If they were happy before, they should be happy again. This is also going to happen for even existing customers that visit your website. Maybe you're going to stay in front of their mind more, and they may refer you to somebody else. Go, oh, this was great. Yeah, check these guys out. I bought X and it worked out. It works well. So once again, great thing to do. I set up a different website. Although what I've realized, Google has changed things and made it a little complicated to know what's where. There's websites out there. I have one called retargetingsem.com, I believe. That literally, what it does is it shows you how to set it up step by step. And same thing I've done for these different ad extensions being, how do you get your phone number to show up? How do you get your map icon to show up? You can figure that out. You can ask questions. You can search. You can see YouTube videos of how to do these different things. Depending on what your business does, some of these different strategies may or may not work for you. But if you don't have enough business now and you want more people to your site, surely some of these are going to get people to your site. Then once they're there, you have to pay attention. Are they buying? Are they quickly leaving? Is it resulting in some revenue? So as my business partner asked recently, how do we get more sales? I think a lot of it is tweaking and making sure you're showing up in front of the right people. Are you advertising for your niche? Are you advertising for everything you do? You need to play with, do you advertise locally only? Do you advertise in the whole country, all of North America, or whichever country you're in? What can you tweak and where can you spend your time doing that? For us, I think we spend our time on lots of things, but in reality, if we want more sales, we need to focus in and spend more and more time and get more expertise in making sure we're advertising to the right people. And just see, hey, is it working out? Talking to the people that call, what do you like about us? What's going to help you with this sale? Or people that did not go with you, why did you choose company B over company A? Why did you do that? What was your experience with us? Maybe you have a little form on your website where you can ask people, hey, what do you think about us? What do you think about our offerings, our products? And this is also, if you have something like that, you can, existing customers, you can ask them, not only for referrals, but also to give you a little write-up, like a 2-3 sentence thing you can put on your website saying, hey, Joe Schmo really thinks that it was great how we helped him with X, or that we sold him this and then gave him support on it. That helps other customers realize, oh, wow, people like this. Another great thing is if you get those people to go out and review, so get your customers to go out and review you on other websites, giving you good good press release, basically. Good press out there. Good links back to you, hopefully, that they're happy. So hopefully some of this, once again, you can find something or start experimenting and find out what's going to work best for you to get customers, either paying customers or people that are going to come back to your website, read your content if you're a blogger. You may even want to do this. You may say, hey, I want to make sure people don't forget about my blog, so I'm going to spend $5 a day or $5 a week or $10 to remarket and retarget. Say it's $10 a week, you'll get 1,000 impressions to make sure people that visit your site once will remember you later. I think it's a great idea I should just do for this podcast. So people go, oh yeah, that's kind of cool. Let me check that out. Maybe I say I'll show them one ad a week for a year. So people go, oh, I listened to that for a while. That's kind of interesting. Let's see what's the latest podcast. Is there something I want to listen to? So bloggers, podcasters, no matter what you're doing, if you're selling a service or you have a website and you want more people, you can do this to help people find you again and come back and get hooked. Like, I like this information. I should come back here again and again. Well, I hope you've enjoyed it. If you have other tips, please share them. Let us know if you think someone else can benefit from these ideas. Share it with them. Just tell them, hey, are you remarketing? Are you retargeting? Search about it. See if you like it. See if it's helpful. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks.